News release Ontario Provincial Police Wellington County Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, would like to consolidate and streamline our notable offences and publish a single weekly release. On June 15, 2022, at approximately 1 a.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP stopped the driver of a blue sedan on the Hanlon Expressway. As a result of an investigation, a 22-year-old driver from Brampton has been charged with driving while under suspension and unauthorized use of a plate contrary to the Highway Traffic Act, operate motor vehicle without insurance contrary to the Compulsory Automobile Insurance Act, and drive with cannabis readily available contrary to the Cannabis Control Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date. Wellington County OPP received a report that on June 15, 2022, at approximately 8:45 a.m., a black sedan had passed a school bus with its stoplights and signs activated on Wellington Road 22 in the town of Erin. As a result of an investigation, a 23-year-old driver from Windsor has been charged with failing to stop for a school bus owner contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. On June 16, 2022, at approximately 8:30 a.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP stopped the driver of a commercial motor vehicle on Wellington Road 86, Guelph, Aramosa. As a result of the investigation, a 51-year-old driver from Mississauga has been charged with insecure load, load not secured as prescribed, failed to complete daily inspection report, and failed to stop right for emergency vehicle contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. As a result of further investigation, a business out of Caledon has been charged with permit operation with load not secured, permit person to drive with load not secured as prescribed, and fail to ensure daily inspection report is accurately completed. The defendants are scheduled to appear in the Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date. On June 16, 2022, at approximately 11:45 a.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP stopped the driver of a blue hatchback on Trafalgar Road, Erin. As a result of the investigation, a 35-year-old driver from Caledon has been charged with suspended driving contrary to the Highway Traffic Act and operate a motor vehicle without insurance contrary to the Compulsory Automobile Insurance Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in the Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date. On June 16, 2022, at approximately 1:15 p.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP stopped the driver of a commercial motor vehicle on Elmira Road North, Guelph. As a result of an investigation, a 19-year-old driver from Terracotta has been charged with suspended driving, insecure load, failed to surrender permit for trailer, and failed to complete daily inspection report contrary to the Highway Traffic Act, and failed to have insurance card contrary to the Compulsory Automobile Insurance Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in the Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date. On June 18, 2022, at approximately 4:15 p.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP observed a red coupe traveling well above the posted 80 km per hour speed limit on the Hanlon Expressway, Guelph. As a result of the investigation, a 26-year-old driver from Mississauga has been charged with racing a motor vehicle, excessive speed contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in the Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date. On June 18, 2022, at approximately 8:30 p.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP stopped the driver of a red hatchback on Fifth Line, Guelph, Aramosa. As a result of the investigation, a 22-year-old driver from Caledon has been charged with suspended driving contrary to the Highway Traffic Act and operate a motor vehicle without insurance contrary to the Compulsory Automobile Insurance Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in the Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date. On June 19, 2022, at approximately 3 a.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP stopped a white sport utility vehicle, SUV, on Alma Street, Rockwood. As a result of the investigation, a 27-year-old Brantford resident has been charged with impaired operation and impaired operation 80+, mg of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood, contrary to the Criminal Code. The accused is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice, Guelph, at a later date. On June 19, 2022, at approximately 4:45 a.m., Wellington County OPP responded to a single vehicle collision on McGivern Street, Moorefield. It was reported a black pickup truck struck a utility pole. As a result of the investigation, 23-year-old of Moorefield has been charged with impaired operation and impaired operation 80+, mg of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood, contrary to the criminal code. The accused is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice, Guelph, at a later date. On June 21, 2022, Wellington County OPP were conducting a Reduce Impaired Driving Everywhere, RIDE, check on Victoria Road North, Guelph. At approximately 1:15 a.m., the driver of a gray SUV entered the RIDE check. As a result of an investigation, a 30-year-old of Hamilton has been charged with possessing cannabis for the purpose of selling, possession for the purpose of distributing and possess with the intent to distribute illicit cannabis, contrary to the Cannabis Act, as well as possession of Schedule 3 substance contrary to the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. The accused is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice, Guelph, at a later date. On June 22, 2022, at approximately 8 p.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP stopped the driver of a blue sedan on Second Line, Guelph, Aramosa. As a result of the investigation, a 24-year-old driver from Brampton has been charged with fail to apply for permit on becoming owner, use altered plate, obstruct plate, fail to surrender license and G1 driver unaccompanied by licensed driver, contrary to the Highway Traffic Act, and operate a motor vehicle without insurance contrary to the Compulsory Automobile Insurance Act. On June 22, 2022, at approximately 9 p.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP stopped the driver of a blue sedan on Wellington Road 19, Centre Wellington. As a result of the investigation, a 22-year-old driver from Centre Wellington has been charged with operate a motor vehicle without insurance contrary to the Compulsory Automobile Insurance Act. On June 22, 2022, at approximately 11 p.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP observed a blue coupe traveling well above the posted 80 km per hour speed limit on Wellington Road 7, Allora. As a result of the investigation, a 22-year-old driver from Mississauga has been charged with racing a motor vehicle, excessive speed and drive no permit contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in the Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date. On June 22, 2022, at approximately 11:45 p.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP observed a black motorcycle traveling well above the posted 80 km per hour speed limit on Wellington Road 7, Allora. As a result of the investigation, a 25-year-old driver from Drayton has been charged with racing a motor vehicle, excessive speed contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in the Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date. Anyone charged with impaired operation 80+, mg of alcohol in 100 milliliters of blood, or failing to comply with demand receives a 90-day administrative driver's license suspension, ADLS, and a 7-day vehicle impoundment as per statute. Anyone charged with racing a motor vehicle receives a 14-day impoundment and a 30-day driver's license suspension as per statute. If you have an urgent traffic complaint or if you suspect someone is driving while their ability to operate a motor vehicle is impaired by drugs or alcohol, please call 911 immediately. If you have a non-emergency traffic complaint, you may also call 1-888-310-1122 or www.opp.ca/reportacrime. Should you wish to remain anonymous, you may call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, tips, or submit a tip online at www.csgw.tips. You may be eligible for a reward from Crime Stoppers of up to $2,000.